Wapti Perek Esrim, the 20th chapter of Ilchas Yisuri Biya. Kol Kohanim b'zman hazeh, b'chazokim Kohanim ve'in ochlan el b'kotche agvol. All Kohanim nowadays have a presumption that they are Kohanim, can only eat the holy things of the boundary, that is the land outside of Jerusalem. In other words, the Truma, which can be eaten anywhere in Israel. V'ushitia Truma Shatavrayim, provided that it's only Truma of rabbinic law. Of a Truma Shal Torah, but Truma of Torah law, of a Chala Shal Torah, or Chala of Torah law. In Ochlos Elekom Yuchas, you can't eat, it can't be eaten unless a Kohen has a genealogy to show that he's a kosher Kohen. So to eat Truma that is Torah law, that is to say Truma from grain and oil and wine, you'd have to have a miyuchas, a Kohen whose genealogy is proven. How is that defined? The Rambam continues, Beis, Zerko miyuchas, what is a Kohen whose genealogy is proven? If they can testify that two people testify that he is a Kohen, the son of so-and-so the Kohen, the son of so-and-so the Kohen, all the way back to a person who need not be checked anymore. As we'll see, certain people, once you reach a certain point, you know that they are kosher. The Kohen who need not be checked is a Kohen who, it is known, served on the altar. Because if the great Beis Din in Yerushalayim wouldn't have checked him out, they wouldn't allow him to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. You need not check once you know that he's been at the altar. You don't have to check beyond that, nor once someone has been in the Sanhedrin, because you appoint for the Sanhedrin only Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim who have a proven genealogy. Gimel. Chala b'zman hazeh v'filu b'eretz Yisrael ein shel Torah. Chala nowadays, even in Israel, is not a Torah law. Shenemar, as it says, v'voachem al ha'aretz, when you all come to the land, b'yas kulchem v'lo b'yas miktasam, that means when all of the Jewish people are there, and not just some of them. When they went up in the time of Ezra, not all of the Jewish people went back to Israel. And Truma Zanazesh Divrei Sofer from Truma nowadays is also considered only rabbinic law. Kohanim in our times that have a presumption of being Kohanim may eat the Truma. If two witnesses testify that a person was eating Truma of Torah law, or he's a miyuchas, that proves his genealogy. You cannot elevate someone to the rank of a definite Kohen just in the fact that he said the blessings of the Kohanim, or that he read first from the Torah, or that he took Truma from the Beis Agranos, the places where the grain is stored, nor by the words of one witness. Hey, kom yuch shama b'nizek kohen hu en malan osa liuchsan al piv atshiyav edem shubano. A Kohen whose genealogy is proven, who says, so-and-so is my son who is a Kohen, you do not elevate him to the status of a definite Kohen until he brings witnesses that this is his son. Vav kom yuch shiyatzahu v'ishtu shiyadana shikshay olam din acheres. If a proven Kohen goes out with his wife, who we know to be a kosher woman, to another land, Vahu vehi uvanim kruchim achrayim, and he and she return with children following them. Vamisha shiyotasimihi zuv elu b'neha, and he says, this is the wife with whom I left, these are her children. And etzach lavi edem lo alisha v'lo l'banim, he need not bring witnesses, neither for the woman nor for the children. Mesav elu b'neha, if he says his wife died and these are her children, etzach lavi edem shel l'banim, he has to bring witnesses that these are his children. And etzach lavi edem aliman shikshir, he does not have to bring witnesses that the mother was kosher. Because she already had the presumption that when she left us, she was a kosher woman. Zion. Yotzikom yuchsim din acheres avahu vishtu vanav yamar. A Kohen whose genealogy has been proven, who leaves to another country, and he and his wife and children come and say, Ishazun asasi vilavaneha. He returns and saying, this is the wife I married, these are her children. He has to bring proof that this is his wife, or rather that his wife is kosher, but once he brings that, he doesn't have to bring proof on the children. Ushiyakuch nachrah, provided that the children are young children following their woman as the mother, treating her as a mother. Babishtei nashim vevi rayalo achas apisha habanim ktam uchruchem achrah tzach lavi rayaleim. Shem abadim v'nocheresim v'nichruchu achazu amyuchases. If he comes back with two wives and he brings proof for one, even though the children are following her, he has to bring proof on them as well, because maybe they are his children from the other woman, and they're just following the other wife who is has a good genealogy. Ches bahu vanav yamre ishan nasasi umesa velo v'neha. If a man and his sons come and say, I married this woman and she died, these are her children, maybe edim shosu ishik sher ha'isa velo v'neha. So he brings witnesses that that woman was kosher, and that these are her children. The same law would be followed in the establishment of the genealogy of a Kohen, of a Levi or a Yisrael. And afterwards we could testify in his son that he is Miyuchas, in order, since he's not a Kohen, or he's not a Kohen, why is this necessary? Well, it is necessary so he should be fit for the Sanhedrin. Tes and Malam Mishtas the Kohuna. We do not elevate someone from the fact that he was on a document, on a shtar, signed to assume that he's a kosher Kohen. Ketzad haso? V'shayikosu b'shtar ploni Kohen ovim ploni v'vo kach v'kach v'edim almata. V'tzeh sonso the Kohen lent from so-and-so, to lent, borrowed from so-and-so, or lent to so-and-so, so much and so much. And the witnesses sign on the bottom. In machzikim b'hem Kohen zeshu miyuchas. We don't assume that the Kohen is a miyuchas. Shemelo idu el ala milva. Maybe they're only testifying on the loan. When does that apply? Linyan Yichus, when it comes as far as the Yichus, establishing that he is a kosher Kohen. But to consider him a Kohen like the Kohen of nowadays, that he may eat the Truma, the Chala of Rabbinic Law, or other holy things eaten that can be eaten anywhere, like the Pinyan Aben, and so on. Malam and Ashtaras, you do elevate him from the documents, va'al pi'ed echad, and even by one witness, sees kapayim, and from the fact that he said the blessings, makriya b'Torah Rishon, from the fact that he read first in the Torah. Yud v'chein kol kon sh'omer b'nizei kohen em alachila b'truma liyosef cheses kohen, v'netzach lavi raya lo alabonav lo isha. Any man who says, this my son is a kohen, he is believed to have him eat truma of rabbinic law, and that he should be considered a kohen. He needs no proof that this is his these are his children, or over the children, or over the wife. Aleph, Shnayim Shabal Lemdina Zevi Lemdina Zemrani v'Chaveri Kohen v'Zemrani v'Chaveri Kohen. And two people come to a city. One says, "I and my friend are a Kohen." The other one says the same thing. Apishnir Kegolim Zeze. Even though it appears that they're just doing favors to one another to establish that they're a Kohen, but in Amanim they're believed Shnayim Bechesis Kohenim, and they're both considered Kohanim. In other words, Kohanim in the sense of Kohanim nowadays. If one witness testifies and says, I saw this person say the priestly blessings, eating truma, taking the truma from the granary, reading first of the Torah, followed by a Levi, we establish that he's a Kohen by these words. If he testifies that someone read second in the Torah after a Kohen, then we accept the fact that the person is a Levi. Beis heitzra zeh shecholok imechov beveis din truma shniach lemavim a kohen. If the witness testifies that he saw this person divide in the beis din the truma that was left over by the father who was a kohen, imana nasa lekuna beizu, we cannot assume that he's a kohen by this testimony. Shema chalohu v'loke chelik yushasim truma lemachra, and perhaps he's a desecrated kohen and he took his share of the truma only in order to sell it. Yud gimel. If someone comes nowadays and says, I'm a Kohen, in an Eman, he's not believed, and he's not considered a Kohen by his own words. He shouldn't read the Torah first, he shouldn't say the Birchas Kohanim, the blessings of the Kohanim, shouldn't eat the holy things of the land, until he has one witness. But he does cause himself to be forbidden to marry a divorced woman, a harlot, or a desecrated woman, nor can he defile himself to the dead, since he says he's a Kohen. Nosanit maloka, if he gets married to a forbidden wife, or defiles himself, he gets flogged. Vanivelis lo sabik chalala. and someone who has intercourse with him, there's a question as to whether she's desecrated, because we don't know whether he's a kosher kohen or not. If he was just not testifying about himself, but just speaking conversationally, he's believed. It happened that a person was conversing and saying, I remember when I was a child, I was riding on my father's shoulders. They took me out of the school, and they took off my garment, and they immersed me in the mikvah so that I could eat truma at night. And my friends kept themselves separated from me so as not to make me tame. They used to call me Yochanan who eats the chalos. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, elevated him to the kuhuna by these words. An adult is believed to say, I remember when I was a child, I saw so-and-so immerse and eat trum at night, and that person is considered a kuhuna by that testimony, a kohen by that testimony. If nowadays a person says, I'm a kohen, he has one witness who says, I know his father was a kohen. You do not elevate him to the kuhuna, maybe he's desecrated. She urges a kohen who, until the witness testifies that this person is a kohen. If we know for a fact that his father is a kohen, or there's two witnesses that his father is a kohen, then he has the same status as his father. If it's known that a person's father is a kohen, and a rumor is going around that he's the son of a divorced woman or a woman who had chalitza, we're afraid of that, so we lower him from the assumption of kahuna. One witness comes later, testifies that he's kosher. We bring him back to the kuna by his words. Two witnesses come and say he's desecrated. We take him down from the kuna. One witness comes and says that he's kosher. So now you have two saying that he's kosher, two saying that he's not kosher. We go put him back up to the kuna. So Achon itself laid Rishon, because the last kohen is joined, the last witness is joined to the first witness. We have two testifying, two saying he's kosher, two saying he's not kosher. So the two cancel each other out. The rumor is canceled out because two are just as good as 100, and therefore this man remains in the presumption of being a kohen like his father was. If a woman did not wait 3 months after her first husband and married a second husband, we don't know if the child is a 9 month full-term child from the first or 7 months from the second. First was a kohen, the second an Israelite. He raises himself a kohen, so there's a question as to whether he's a kohen. If a Jewish Israelite child and a kohen child were mixed and they grew up, each one has a question as to whether he's a kohen. They have the strictness of a Yisrael and the strictness of a kohen. They can marry women fit for kahuna. They cannot defile themselves to the dead. Neither can they eat truma. If they married a divorced woman, they must divorce her, although they don't get flogged. The same two kohanim whose children got mixed up. Or a wife of a kohen who, after her first husband died, married a second kohen, and we don't know if it's the son of the first or the second. Nosanel of Lot Chumishneim, we give the strictnesses of both fathers. Who onen aleim, he has to mourn for both of them. Veim onen amalav, they have to mourn over him if he should die. Hoi matam alehem, veheim ein matam amlo, he cannot defile himself for them, nor them for he, because maybe they're not his father. Volv mishmo shal zeh v'shal zeh. He goes up to the watch of both of the kohanim. The families of kohanim were divided in watches in the base of Migdash. He goes out of both of his possible fathers, but he doesn't get the portions. However, if they're both in one mishmar and one subdivision called a beisav, then he does take the portion. If they're married, but if it comes from outside of marriage, the sages say we do not give him the law of a kahuna altogether. Since he doesn't know his definite father. It should be to him and his children afterwards. That she is our miuchas achov. His children have a genealogy after the father and have to know that that's their father. If there was no marriage, then we do not give him the rights of kahuna. Chav Keter Asar, Asar Kanam Shepir Shach Mem Uval, Shevlat Kohen Vadai. If there were 10 Kohanim, one of them had intercourse with a woman, so the child is definitely a Kohen. Vaf Bikin Hov Ben Yidei Ovev Shiz Yachaslo, since we don't know which one his father is, B'Shakinos V'din Kuna Ben Ovev, V'Loch V'Loch Cholik. He's not given the law of Kohuna, he doesn't serve, he doesn't eat, he doesn't get a share. However, if he defiled himself to the dead or married a divorced woman, he gets flogged because there's no question that it's allowed. He's definitely not allowed. He's really a Kohen, but he's not given the benefits and the privileges of being a Kohen.